I am joined by phone by Jenna Bueller, the executive director of the Wheeler Opera House. How are you, Jenna?
I'm great. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing really well, thank you. And so this is the 10th anniversary of Mountain Film, and although we are halfway through, there are still a lot of events to look forward to. Could you begin by giving a little bit of history of Mountain Film? How did this come to be?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is our 10th anniversary, and so if you rewind back 10 years ago, the current director of the Wheeler was looking at a gap of programming that was happening, and in a time that 10 years ago was very slow at the end of August. So the city said, please create some sort of festival. And then through a great relationship with Mountain Film over in Telluride, who was at that point in their 30th year, the festival sort of started. And it started in a really basic two-day, a couple of films, a couple of guests scenario, and we've grown it into where it is today with over 60 different films and almost 18 guests that are in town.
Wow. And so tonight, the films that people could look forward to, there's one screening at the Crystal Theater. This is called Sufra.
Yes. So Sufra is screening at 5 o'clock tonight at the Crystal. And it's this beautiful story about refugees in Lebanon and these women who have to recreate themselves and try to start a new life without really having a status. Because when you're in a refugee camp, you don't really, you have no home. So how do you start a business? How do you survive? How do you support your family? And cooking brought them all together. So it's this great story about how they start this catering company, cooking all this amazing Lebanese food to support themselves. The filmmaker, Trevor Hall, is actually born and bred in the Roaring Fork Valley as well. So there's a connection to the local valley as well within the film.
And I believe I saw that there's a cooking demo the following day that sort of revolves around this film.
Absolutely. So there's a cookbook that they have put together in this camp that supports all of their programs that they're doing. So we have a local chef who is taking three of the recipes. One of them is fried feta with honey, which I think is the one I'm most excited about. And we'll be at the Cooking School of Aspen tomorrow at 3 o'clock. And so you basically, you get a book and you get to learn some of the recipes that are within it. There's food to eat. There's wine. The producer will be there as well. So it's a cool way to make the connection between what you see on the screen and then sort of being there hands-on with the cooking.
All right. So that's at 3:30 tomorrow. Where is it again?
That's at the Cooking School of Aspen.
Okay. And continuing tonight, there's another film at 7 o'clock at the Wheeler Opera House. And
yes,
this is called...
this one is, it ties in a little bit of music. So it's this great story called Satan and Adam. And it's about Adam Gussow and this other musician who you come to learn as Satan within the film. And it's Memphis blues players. And it kind of goes through their trials and tribulations of, you know, should I make music? Should I not make music? You know, kind of working through playing on the streets, sort of that indomitable spirit that comes without that there. And we're really excited because we're partnering with Jazz Aspen on this one. So the local jazz kids from the program are going to play for a half hour on the Wheeler stage before the film starts. So you'll get to see the local youth playing, and then we have the film, Adam's in Town, and then afterwards in the bar lobby space of the Wheeler, we'll have a 45-minute long concert with Adam and his bandmate Alan in a show that's called Modern Blues Harmonica. So you sort of get a lot. You get some music, you get an amazing film, and then you get some more music afterwards.
And I think this is a good time to mention that Mountain Film is extending a special treat to first responders who helped us with the Lake Christine fire. And what is that exactly?
Absolutely. So part of what we've done this year is to expand sort of out of the roundabout in Aspen and really look at what we're doing down valley. So all week we've been offering any of the first responders a thank you to say if you want to bring your families to Sufra tonight or tomorrow to our Uncharted Waters program at the Crystal Theater, we would love to host you free of charge. Just come to the door, say that you're a first responder, and we will get you a seat.
And what is that film, Uncharted Water, that's Down Valley tomorrow?
Yep, so this is also at the Crystal at 5 o'clock tomorrow, and it's a shorts program of different topics surrounding water. So some environmental films as well as some adventure films and some rafting films that all have to do with the you know, topic that brings water together. So there's this great film that's called Frontier of Firsts. And then my favorite, Return from Desolation, will be down there in a shorts program as well.
And so does Mountain Film try and fit a certain theme for all of the films that are involved?
Absolutely. So what we do when we sort of curate the best of what we see at the festival in Telluride, the Aspen team sort of comes back and says, how are we putting this together, and what's the theme that comes out from it? And so this year our theme is One World, One Community. And this theme comes out in a lot of the different film topics that you see. You know, we're talking about who is our community in Aspen, who is the Roaring Fork Valley community. So all of that really came into One World, One Community.
Now, for people who live in Aspen or are willing to make the trip up to the Wheeler Opera House, there are two other films. One is Science Fair. What is that about?
Science Fair is about these amazingly smart kids that just blow my mind internationally, and they compete for a $75,000 cash prize every year in basically a science fair. So they compete. There's usually 1,700 kids that come, and they travel with all of these new inventions and creative ideas. One is a group of kids from South America who has found what they think is potentially a vaccine for the Zika virus. And it follows a bunch of different kids through their trip to the science fair and who wins and who doesn't win, and talks about what their motivation is. And most interestingly to me, they talk about what it means to fail and why that's okay to them. And I think to see these kids who are so motivated and way smarter than I could ever have imagined to be at their age or even now, that they're okay with failing because it's a part of their learning process. It's a Nat Geo film. The filmmakers will be here as well. So we're really excited for that one. That one is tomorrow at the Wheeler at 5:30.
Followed by Return to Mount Kennedy. What is that film about?
So Return to Mount Kennedy did a short version as sort of a sneak peek at Five Point down in Carbondale. And so now we're partnering with Five Point to bring the feature film in its full length to the Wheeler. And basically in 1965, Bobby Kennedy was the first person to summit Mount Kennedy. And Jim Whittaker, who many people know as the CEO of REI, as well as an environmentalist and one of the, I think he was the first American to summit Mount Everest, goes with him. And what happens is that 50 years later, Bobby's son and Jim's son basically go and retrace their father's footsteps. When they did this, the initial visit to Mount Kennedy, this was something that was a first ascent, had never even been mapped out, and the Canadian government was naming Mount Kennedy in honor of JFK. So it's this cool story that goes there, but there's so much music that's interwoven with it between the history of Bobby Kennedy and Jim Whittaker and Bobby Whittaker, who have so much history in the music realm as well. So it's kind of cool. Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam is in the film. These other great musicians are there as well, sort of telling stories and remembering when with Jim Whittaker and with Bobby Kennedy. So it's a cool look back.
Wow. And so it's a sort of premiere. Has it shown anywhere else?
Yes, it was. It did its world premiere in Telluride in May.
Okay. Wow. Sounds really fantastic. And what about Sunday?
Sunday, we've got free programs for the kids, which we're super excited about. So 11 a.m. at the Wheeler, we welcome in all of our youth audiences, and it's an hour of films that are made specifically for kids or curated for kids. We have a local filmmaker who is part of the Aspen Valley Ski Club who made a short film, so he will be there along with his comrades from AVSC. And then we are actually going to have Arts and Crafts sponsored by the Red Brick in the lobby afterwards. One of the films that you see is called The Piñata King, and it's about this family in Mexico and this community in Mexico that makes all the big piñatas that you can order. So it's so inspirational that once you see the film, I was like, you want to go make a piñata? So kids can do arts and crafts in the lobby space afterwards as sort of a nice family afternoon on Sunday.
And so is that for the whole family that it's free of charge? They can bring their kids and everybody attends?
Absolutely. Yep. Everybody can come, young and old alike.
And what are some of the other films that are part of that little series?
So there's some cool animated films that are there. There's one that's from Protect Our Winners that kind of looks at from the kids' perspective, what it is for the climate changing, and the loss of snow, Pinata King. I think those are the top ones that are sort of there, but they're between like 90 seconds and 4 minutes long. And so it keeps the kids really alert. They learn some things. They sort of, can come out asking questions of, sort of these aspiring filmmakers that kind of pop out too of like, well, how did they make that? And how does that come together? And I think for the kids to be able to see, local filmmakers who are there on stage too, I think is a really cool experience. And it's like 55 minutes long. It's the perfect point at which the kids are like, okay, get me out of this dark space. I want to go do something.
Like make a pinata.
Exactly.
And later on Sunday evening, there is a closing event and award ceremony. What is that going to look like?
So that is over at the Limelight Hotel in Aspen, and we'll be outside on the patio for an hour. You get dinner and a free drink. And then DJ Ja Big, who was in the program on Wednesday in a film called Escape, he is one of the most popular DJs on public radio, and he's from Montreal, and he's traveled all the way here to be a part of our celebration. So he's going to be DJing for the first hour, and then we'll go inside, and we have a retrospective program of basically the last 10 years. So we'll see one short film from each year. Our local youth jury, through a partnership that we have with Aspen Film, will present their youth jury award to their favorite film. And then we'll also give away our audience favorite awards for short film and feature film as a part of that big program. So film, music, food, awards. We have 12 of our guests and filmmakers who are still in town. So a really fun way just to celebrate the festival in our community, at the end of everything on Sunday night.
And are all of these tickets available for purchase in the same place?
Yes, so you can go to WheelerOperaHouse.com or swing by the Wheeler and talk to our amazing ticket sellers in person.
Thank you so much, Jenna Bueller, for joining us on Express Yourself and talking a bit about the Mountain Film Festival happening this weekend.
Thank you so much for having me.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I just want to say thank you again to all the first responders from the Lake Christine fire. It was really important with us with this One World, One Community theme that we were able to offer the opportunity for them to come and hopefully just take a seat and enjoy a little bit either in a couple minutes for Sufra or tomorrow night as well. So just thank you all so much for supporting what we do and listening to KDNK.
Jenna Bueller, Executive Director for the Wheeler Opera House, thank you once again.